have a chat to Lordy Kennywell because he'll have a two-state attack on the weekend. We've got the Lightning Stakes over in South Australia, which traditionally has been a nice little lead-up for the sprinters heading into the spring carnival. He's got a couple of nice hopes at the Valley as well. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, Michael.
That is good to hear. Esther La Rocca, how did she make the trip over to South Australia?
Yeah, she arrived there this morning. She's arrived in good order by all reports, and she had a nice week on the training track, so we're happy and looking forward to going into tomorrow's race.
Your old stomping ground. Who looks after your horses in South Australia?
Matty Sayers. He's at Murray Bridge, and very good horseman, and always was my pre-trainer in Adelaide, and he's a good fella, so in capable hands, and we're returning the favour, looking after one for him for tomorrow's at the Valley as well.
It looks a nice race for her tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think it's that's pretty good for her. She's drawn a really good barrier. She's obviously got very good gate speed, and she'll put herself right there on the speed, and I would think that she'll be hard to beat. I think, obviously, clearly Bo Ross is the one to beat in the race if he lines up, and besides that, I'm quietly confident with her.
Have you heard about anything about Bo Rosser? Is he likely to run or not run?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know, but I just heard only from what you guys put on the social media that he's down to trial Monday as well, I think. So I'm not sure where he's going or what way he's going. But either way, we can't control that. We can only control our own destiny.
Well, drawn a good gate. Esther La Rocca, with or without Bo Ross, are you expecting her to be in the finish?
Yeah, I am. I think she's a bit stronger now, more mature and developed this campaign. She's got the score on the board, and she's obviously there to try and get black tight to make her a valuable broodmare. So we'll try and get that tomorrow for her.
Got an interesting runner in the first at the Valley. These two-year-old races, the first little touch of spring with some of these nice two-year-olds coming back. And Direct is certainly one of those, because Direct was taking on Better Class in Sydney. Obviously, had a lot of an opinion of him to be tackling a race like the Silver Slipper and then the Todman. How's he come back?
Yeah, he's come back good. He spelled up in New South Wales and did some pre-training up there, and I think it was good for him to stay in the warmer climate after a strong autumn campaign. And he's come down here in good order. His gallops have been very good, and he only had the one jump out leading into a 1,000-metre race at the Valley. I didn't think he needed two. And he's a naturally athletic type of horse that will put himself right there, and I think he's definitely got a good winning chance in the race.
Well, it looks a race where Jigsaw and Direct have both drawn well, like to be up on speed, may well dominate and control the race. Is that how you see it?
Quite possibly. Yeah, I would think that could be the case.
1,000 metres first up. Is this a horse that you think can get out further?
Yeah, I do. How far he's going to get, I'm not sure. He's got obviously naturally very good speed early in the races, and he's a high cruising speed type of horse. Look, we have tried to get him to settle and do things a little bit off him, so we're hoping that horse can take that through the spring when he steps out over further, so he can get into some of the better quality races.
You come up against Jigsaw, who's got fitness on its side. It's a $1.70 favourite. Do you think you can beat the favourite?
Yes.
That'll do. I like that. Direct, $6.50 in the first. And then we've got Barragunda in race number 5. And, gee, this is an honest galloper. You've got Ollie in the saddle. I really liked its win last start at Sandown. It was gutsy and determined. Come through the run well?
Yeah, he has. He's a nice quality horse. He just took a bit of time. He's one of those Invincibles that needed a bit more time. He's always a little bit soft-boned early. And he's been obviously unbeaten this campaign. I think he's just really stiff. We're in the middle of winter, last meeting of the season. He's bumping into Tuvalu and I'm Thunderstruck, which look like two possible, definitely group class horses, possibly group one possible horses for the spring. So I think it's not your usual three-year-old 1,500 at the Valley in the middle of winter. And I would have been hoping for that. And probably the market shows that, because he's $26, I think. So we're hoping he runs well, but it's a little bit of a throw at the stumps. It's a bit of a programming issue where there's not as many races as you'd like for a horse like him. There's not many places he can go, so it's, you've got to take those horses on.
So he's probably a place bet at best, do you think?
Yeah, oh, look, he's unbeaten this prep. Where he lines up in the scheme of things, we'll find out tomorrow, but I'd be hoping he can settle back,
and hit the line nice and strong like he has at his first two runs. And if it means that he gets beaten by horses like Iron Thunderstruck and Tuvalu and he runs a nice third, I'll be more than happy moving forward. It shows that we've got a nice horse. But we've got to be in it to win it.
Who's your best bet of the weekend?
Look, I don't see too much between Estella Rocker and Direct. Obviously, we've only got three runners. But I would think if Direct runs up to his track work, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
I like it, Lloyd. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Michael.
Lloyd Kennywell.